Right, here in year five at St. Peter's School in Walworth, it has been a very mathematical week. So the children have been working away incredibly hard, learning some new maths techniques. And I need to know more. So I've got some of my year five friends here. So guys, your names please.
My name's Wesley.
My name's Jada.
And my name's Maro.
How wonderful. We have Wesley, we have Jada, and we have Maro, all from year five at St. Peter's. So Wesley, what has been the work you've been doing this week? What does it involve doing?
We've been doing subtraction and addition and addition.
Yeah, now Jada, I think it's a step further than that. It isn't just subtraction and addition. What have you been working around? Which kind of numbers?
We've been working on decimal numbers and decimal points. We've been also learning how to pronounce from billion to million to thousand to hundred, and you know, and we've really got it right. So that's why we've moved on to adding, column addition and column subtraction. So we're really good now.
Okay, that's perfect, wonderful. And Mara sitting very, very patiently. Maybe I get a bit stuck, a bit tricky with my maths. Can you help me out and explain to people listening these decimal numbers? How are they different to the whole numbers that we sometimes work with?
Because in the whole numbers there is just like millions, hundred thousand, thousands, and on like hundred tens of units. But if you add a decimal to it, there's tenths in it as well.
So these numbers there, they've got other things added on. So things like, give me an example, just please tell us any decimal number. Can you try and think of a random decimal number?
Like 239.18,000.
Yeah, so you put in there. So Wesley, what is the most important thing that we need when we're adding or subtracting decimal numbers? What have we got to do?
The first you have to do, you have to put the decimal point in first.
Perfect, the decimal point's got to go right in there. And why is that important, please, young man? Why do we need those?
It's for our family so we don't get confused and like you don't really get messed up.
Exactly, so you need really neat work. You've got your books in front of you here, your maths books, and they look almost like a work of art. You've got your adding and subtracting of decimals, and I can see in every single sum you've got your decimal point right in there. Just so you know where your 10, your units are. Right, now with that in mind, we're gonna try something quite ambitious. We're gonna really count down. So we mentioned first off, we're gonna start with thousands. So Jada, what comes next on our number lines after thousands? What else do we have?
Hundreds.
And then we have?
Tens.
Good, and then?
Units.
Perfect, now here's we get into the decimals. So we have our thousands, hundreds, tens, units.
Then tenths, because tenths is the smallest number. In hundreds, tenths, and units, that's the most smallest number.
And can you think what might come after tenths in the next column going along? So we've had
hundreds?
Yeah, perfect. And then let's push it. I mean, why not? This is year five maths. We're all mathematical geniuses here. After hundreds, we have next?
Thousand.
That is it. That is perfect, I think. Wow. So we've gone from thousands, as whole numbers, down to thousandths, which is quite tricky to say. Brilliant. Well, I'm learning here all the while. I'm pleased I came into year five. So Wesley and Jada and Maro from year five here at St. Peter's, I think you've produced some outstanding maths work this week. And thank you for explaining it to me. And I hope you continue to learn with your maths. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.